It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to this segment. My name is Buddy Shula. We are here with the great Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. We're lucky and fortunate to have this place in our hometown of Buffalo, New York. And we're going to be talking about prostate cancer with Dr. Ahmed Ali, who's a urologist with Roswell Park. And before we do that, I just want to let you know that there's a big deal going on to learn more about prostate cancer. And that's a free prostate cancer early detection event with the Buffalo Savers. You just go to roswellpark.org and then /one goal, and you'll get the information. You don't have to pre-register. All you got to do is walk into the KeyBank Center from 3 till 7, Monday, November 7th. Very important to have screenings for prostate cancer. I'm going to go off the script a little bit. First, welcome, doctor. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Doctor, when is the time, what is the age that people should start thinking about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in general, men who are at an average risk for prostate cancer would start screening at the age of 45.
Okay.
And then this can be, they can be seen at regular intervals between 1 and 5 years, depending on their baseline blood test. Patients who are, or actually men who are at a higher risk of developing prostate cancer, such as African Americans, or those with strong family history, or men with known genetic mutations, or family history suggestive of certain genetic mutations as well. In these groups of people, we need to see them at the age of 40 to get a baseline PSA for them.
Okay, so basically, if everything is okay, they might be able to wait a little longer for the next. But if something's looking weird, you probably got to see them a little more often. All right, so let's talk about prostate cancer and screening and treatment options. So I want you to just basic 101, what is prostate cancer?
Yeah, so prostate cancer is actually the most common cancer diagnosed in men, just second to skin cancer. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in men in the United States. But the good news is approximately 85% of men who will be diagnosed with prostate cancer actually have a disease that's confined to the prostate. And many of these men will not really need active treatment, but rather close surveillance with their disease. Incidence of prostate cancer increases with age. As we talked, there are some groups of men who are at a higher risk of developing a more aggressive form of the disease, and also at a younger age. We just mentioned these groups. And the important thing here is early stage prostate cancer does not really present with any specific symptoms. And that's why screening is very important, and actually it can save lives.
So it's kind of analogous maybe to like blood pressure. People don't know they have blood pressure. There are very few symptoms, I think, in high blood pressure until they get it, the cuff around there, and then they realize they have it.
Yep, that's definitely correct. You know, many men will have, some problems with urination, like increased frequency, you know, waking up at night to urinate, the weak flow, sense of incomplete emptying. But these symptoms are actually mainly due to the benign enlargement of the prostate rather than prostate cancer. Again, that's why screening becomes really important.
Okay, so we can't say that enough, because this is, like the doctor said, one of those things that won't tell you maybe physically how you're feeling. This is something that you could have and you just don't know it. And the only way to know it is if you get a screening. So that's what the doctor is telling us today. Now, we get the screening and see if find something. Okay. But like you said, if it's caught early, it's treatable. So I guess what I want to ask is, what are the treatments now for prostate cancer?
So treatment depends on several parameters. So something like the disease stage, which basically means whether the cancer is confined within the prostate or it's gone somewhere else. In addition to, there's something called the Gleason score, which refers to how aggressive the cancer cells look under the microscope. If the cancer is confined within the prostate, it may not need treatment at all. Just close monitoring of what we call active surveillance. That's basically all what we need to do, just to kind of watch the cancer very closely, and with any sign of progression, then in this case, we can recommend treatment. Other treatment options would be, surgery for prostate removal, or what we call radical prostatectomy, or radiation therapy, which can be combined with a course of hormone therapy as well, depending on the disease risk. For more advanced cancers, or like those that are not confined to the prostate, systemic treatment is the mainstay of treatment, usually with hormone therapy, which can also be combined with other forms of systemic therapy like chemotherapy.
I want to remind people that the PSA test that you may have heard of, that the PSA test is used worldwide to this day to detect and monitor prostate cancer, was developed at the great Roswell Park. That's a pretty cool thing that whole test came from our building here in downtown Buffalo at Roswell Park. The PSA test is what? Is that a blood test?
Correct. So yes, as you said, Roswell Park was the first to discover the PSA, or the prostate-specific antigen, which is the basic test for screening as well as for monitoring prostate cancer. And yes, it's a blood test. And it's important to note here, as we tell patients, PSA is specific to the prostate, but not to prostate cancer. So there are so many non-cancerous reasons why the PSA may be high. For example, men with larger prostates, or BPH, the benign prostatic enlargement, can have higher PSA because they just have a bigger prostate that will produce more PSA. Those with inflammation of the prostate, which is a very common condition known as prostatitis, and some other simple things like ejaculation or recent sexual activity, bike riding, and many other things can increase the PSA. So it's not, again, it's not specific to prostate cancer, but rather to prostate conditions.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you say that, so if someone's been told they have an enlarged prostate, that could be par for the course for that person. It doesn't necessarily have to mean there's huge things wrong.
That's correct. So an enlarged prostate is significant if it doesn't necessarily mean that they are at a higher risk of prostate cancer or anything like that. But basically what it means, if this man, who has the enlarged prostate has a high PSA, then possibly this high PSA could be contributed to the enlarged prostate. We still need to investigate and make sure that this is not related to cancer, but that would be one of the possible explanations why the PSA is higher than usual.
We're here with Dr. Ahmed Ali. He's from Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, and we love having him on. He is a urologist with Roswell Park. And if you have any questions about Roswell Park, feel free to go to their website and call them and see them. Tell your doctor you want to go. If you have any questions like these, you should be going to Roswell Park. So do you think that screening, like we're talking about, the prostate screening, because it has really no huge symptoms, do you think that holds people back from getting screened? Do you think that's why people don't get screened enough, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it's also the culture and patient education, and that's why events like the Sabres event are very important, because when it comes to cancer, everybody becomes nervous, even if it's just for a screening, just a conversation about the possibility of having cancer can bring a lot of anxiety. And, that's why an event like this, we try to educate men, educate the community, and kind of screen men, especially those are at higher risk, in a friendly and kind of fun environment to try to alleviate some of that anxiety.
Let me ask you this. Do you need, could somebody, if they do not have a urologist, all right, and they say they don't have a urologist, say they don't even have a primary doctor. They just never got around to it for some reason, which is silly, but say they haven't. Can anyone go to Roswell Park for these screenings?
Yes, of course. We welcome, you know, anybody who's interested in screening for prostate cancer. And again, you know, such events, they help spread the word about prostate cancer, and you know, telling people and you know the community that we are here for them. And yeah, of course, everybody's welcome to.
So, if I didn't have a urologist and I'm listening to the show, and I say, boy, Dr. Ahmed sounds perfect. Could I make an appointment at Roswell to see you and to just get a regular screening?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so people don't necessarily have to be in a cancer stage for this to see you.
Nope. So we kind of, you know, our mission is to treat cancer, but also to, you know, early detection plays a very important part. You know, as we talked, you know, prostate cancer doesn't have any symptoms, and that's why screening is very important to be able to detect it at an early stage and be able to manage it. So, of course, you know, part of our mission is early detection of cancer and also spreading the word in the community.
That early detection that you keep talking about is the key. All right, that's the key that people need to know. That men need to know is early detection. If you do not get screened and no one's screening you for this kind of stuff, you don't know. And the further you let it go, you know, the outcome may not be the same as if you caught it early. So please, and that's why Roswell is having like a screening event on Monday, November 7th, again at KeyBank Center. It's in partnership with the Buffalo Sabres. There will be information. You can even meet Sabres alumni, and the most important thing is it's great to meet Sabres alumni and everything else, but you might save your life at the same time, because this is a big deal. You get everything else checked on your body. You get your eyes checked, you get your ring. Well, I would say that having your prostate checked, I know people in my age group right now, four guys who are going through the prostate. You know, they've been detected with prostate cancer. Fortunately, it was caught, and I believe they're being treated at Roswell, and it's going very well for them. So, you know, get this screening that the doctor is talking about. I mean, I want to say it can't hurt, but it can help. So that, you know, you got to think about that kind of stuff. So what should men expect if they attend and, you know, maybe, you know, go to this event? What's the deal? They walk in and how do they do this?
Yeah, so everybody will have a blood draw, which would be the PSA test. And then, you know, they will meet with one of the prostate cancer experts from Roswell, who will, you know, go over, you know, their medical and family history. And then perform the digital rectal examination to take a quick feel of the prostate. The whole screening process should not really take more than a few minutes, I'd say maybe 5 minutes. And yeah, we're definitely looking forward to seeing everyone at the event.
Well, it's good. This conversation was good. The overall theme is get screened for prostate cancer. Even if you don't feel like there could be anything wrong or want to believe there could, just do it, because it could save your life. So Dr. Ahmed Ali, great urologist at Roswell Park, I appreciate you being on the segment today, and good luck with the event that you are having Monday, November 7th at KeyBank Center. It was nice to have you here.
Yeah, nice talking to you. And again, we're welcoming everyone to the screening event, and hope to see you there. Thank you.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it, in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.